Means we can now focus on Sale. And I know Mark Hunter loves racing at Sale. It's a beautiful course, and it means we can focus on the footy tonight because we've got a day meeting as well, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Yeah, it was a soft six yesterday at Sale. They must have had, must have had some rain along the way somewhere. We're up to a five, which is good.
Yeah, you'd think it'd keep improving. Rail True, how do you think it'll play today?
Usually plays pretty fair, Sale. You know, every now and again when it gets really firm, it can be hard to make ground, but as a rule, it's one of our better tracks and certainly one of our fairer tracks in Victoria.
Let's get stuck into the program. The first kicks off at 5 minutes to 1 o'clock. It's a maiden for the three-year-olds over 1,000 metres. We can take out 2 and 7. Zada May from the Corstens Yard of Debutantes at $2.30. Wilmosa is $5. Basque at $5. And Enough Stop It also at $5. Has the first starter caught your eye here?
It's trialled okay. It's a weak race. I'm going to tip number 5, Basque, who it was almost impossible to make ground that day at Yarra Glen. And Charm Me led and won. Basque sat midfield and ran midfield, but certainly wasn't hopeless. So I think the run was better than what it looked on paper. It's got race fitness, it's got race experience. To beat 4 Zata May, who sat behind them and looked pretty good in a recent jump out. 8 Nislam trialled okay. And 3 Wilmosa, who trialled pretty well before that first up run, but gee, it caved in from about the 300, so I'd want to see it show a bit more fight here. Maybe it's fitter. It's an average start for the day. I'll go 5, 4, 8, and 3.
5, 4, 8, and 3 in the first race. Number 2 over 1,200. 2 and 7 are the scratchings. Aolani at $2.60. Another debutante, this one from the Mar Eustace stable. Boo Boo Boogie is at $2.70. Robert the Puss, $4.80.
Yeah, the two trialers here, 5 and 6, they've both trialled really well. I've just gone with number 6, Boo Boo Boogie. He's got the race experience on its side. Its runs have been good. It was out the back in a recent Kylak trial, but it was just winding up beautifully through the line. So I think it will run well fresh. 5, Aolani, just been hidden away and jump outs, tucked out the back and never let go. Looks like there's plenty there to offer. And so the stable mate's been scratched, which is probably a lead. Number 1, Robert the Puss. Had a lot of tries, Robert. He should have won a race by now. He's got ability. Got back and ran on well last time. And 3, ICIC. He's got gate 1, has got speed, gets a good run, might hang on for a place. I think 6 or 5 win, just going with 6. 6, 5, 1, and 3.
6, 5, 1, and 3. Race number 3 at Sale. This is over 1,500 metres. Moonshine Annie at $2.70. Candy Love, $3.30. Disturbia at $6. And Prayers, a debutante, at $6 also.
Two-horse race, 2 and 6, I think. But I think Candy Love can win. It ran well first. It was on the lakeside track, which can make one-paced horses look very slow, and that's what happened. It was inside. They sprinted, got left behind. On the line, it was going quite well. Now, it jumps to 1,500 metres here, gets the blinkers on, bigger track. I think it'll run really well here, Candy Love, to beat number 6, Moonshine Annie, who had trialled well going to that debut. There was no real money for it. Had an apprentice on, ran a good race. Now, Geordie Childs takes over. It's the danger for sure. Number 7, Prayers. It's trialled against better horses. It's trialled okay, got a wide gate to overcome, and 3, Disturbia. Was every chance last time, maybe fitter. I thought placed best there. So 2 hopes. I'm keen on number 2. 2, 6, 7, and 3.
2, 6, 7, and 3 in race number 3. Race number 4, this is over 2,200 metres. Take out 4 and 5. Promises Kept is at $2.15. Cautious Interest, $3.20. Around the Boy, $4.20.
This is the beauty of this maiden. There's sort of 5 horses here that are going to win a race very soon. I'm going to tip number 8, Cautious Interest, because I think it might be the best stayer here. It's beaten by pretty promising horse who goes around at the Valley tomorrow, Mr. Fabulous. Now, Cautious Interest will go forward, if not lead, be right there. And I just think it'll get rolling and be very hard to run down here. To beat 7, Promises Kept, who is going to win a race very soon. Terrific running second, 2 starts to go. Ran well again at Sandown last time. It just has to run the 2,200 metres. That's the little query here. 3rd pick, number 2, Around the Boy, who just got strung up in traffic last time, ran well, will win a race shortly. And 10 Ring Bid, who comes through the same race as Around the Boy. Push forward up on the speed, got a chance, but this is a good maiden. 8, 7, 2, and 10.
8, 7, 2 and 10. Race number 4, the first leg of the quaddie, is the fifth event. It's a benchmark 78 over 2,200 metres. That's incredible. Or Cranable is the favourite here at $2.30. Shadow Hawk, $4.60. Sign, Seal, Deliver, $5. Memphis, $5.50. And the scratching is number 3, Taramansaw.
I like Memphis. It ran last at Flemington. It just got out sprinted, but on the line was going quite well. Since then, they put the blinkers on, they've trialled it, trialled well. This is a weak race. It's got a 3-kilo claim. I think Memphis will be very hard to beat here. To beat number 7, Mr. Blackwood, who's going well, ran on well again last time. Just whether it needs further here might be the little query. 5, that's incredible. He's consistent in this grade, has got a chance. And after that, maybe number 4, Sign, Seal, Deliver, who didn't do a stack first up. It'll be fitter and will improve, but whether it just needs one more run. I think 1 can run really well here. 1, 7, 5, and 4.
1, 7, 5, and 4. Memphis around about 5.50, a nice play in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, over 1,400. Take out 4. Golden Age, $2.40. Set the Sails, $3. General Firepower, $4.80. Are the top 3 in the market?
I don't know this favourite. Every time I've seen it, it looks pretty basic, so maybe it'll go better down here. I'm going to tip number 2, General Firepower, who's had the 2 runs back from a spell, set up on the speed, improved second up, should be fit now, and I think it's the one to beat number 7, Miss Keeler, who is racing well, got a good chance again with good race fitness. 1, Set the Sails, got well beaten last time, but getting fitter, and then 5, Ossified, who comes through the maiden. This is harder, but should keep improving. Got 2 was the one to beat here, 2, 7, 1, and 5.
2, 7, 1, and 5. General Firepower, $4.60. Race 7, a 64 over 1,200. Take out the 8. Everglade, $4.60. Oceans above $5. Clap at $5.50.
Yeah, going to the trialers, 4 and 3. I thought Everglade and Oceans above, they both trialled well. Everglade was an impressive Moonee Valley debut winner. A bit slow away, found the top and won well, and its last run before a spell was also good. So it comes back here, gets a lovely run from the gate, looks to be going well at the trials, to beat 3, Oceans Above. Looked terrific on debut, went for a spell, came back and didn't fire last prep, but sailed up the inside in a recent jump out, so looks back in business. A 9, My Harakoni, fitter for that run at the trip last time, has got a chance, and 7, Bollywood Knight, who just gets that cheap run on the fence, good dry track form, is in the mix. 4, 3, 9, and 7.
4, 3, 9, and 7 in race 7. And the last is a benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 2 and 5. Squad, good win. First up's the $2.40 favourite. Manhattan Thunder, $4.80. OK to Pay at $8.50. Red Wine, $9. I Remember When, $9 also. Who do we like in the last?
I like the bottom two, and I think Manhattan Thunder's the one to beat. First up in a good race, just got flushed out too early, made too long a run for the style of horse that it is, ran okay. Went to Flemington, completely unsuitable race, out the back, held up as the sprint was on. Wasn't a hopeless run, even though it was well beaten. I think it lobs into a perfect race here, 1,000 metres, blinkers on first time, good enough speed up the front in the field of 9. I think it's ready to fire to beat number 10, Squad. Good win first up, Bendigo, fitter, going to be very hard to beat again. They're the two. 7, Lloyd's Crown, just went way too hard at 1,200 metres last time. Back to 1,000 can improve. And maybe number 3, Red Wine, can run into a place at odds. I like 11, Manhattan Thunder, 11, 10, 7 and 3.
11, 10, 7 and 3. And what price is Manhattan Thunder? It's $4.80 and $1.70. So there's a couple that you're confident about. How do we structure the meeting today?
Yeah, we'll go the best. Race 3, number 2, Candy Love. The value on a day where there's not a lot of value on the card. Race 5, number 1, Memphis. The quaddie, first leg, 1 and 7. Second leg, 2, 7 and 1. Third leg, 4, 3, 9 and 7. And come home, 11 and 10. And I'm going to plan all up. I'm going to go a win race 3, number 2, Candy Love, into each way race 8, number 11, Manhattan Thunder.
I've got to ask you about Elliptical now. What are your thoughts in the guineas on Saturday?
I think there are 3 hopes. I think Pericles is clearly the one to beat, if I can find my form guide. Pericles the one to beat. I think Manzois will run really well going into the Derby and be strong late. And I think our horse will go much, much better at a relaxed 2,000 metre tempo.
So, will he be ridden a bit more quietly?
Yeah, he will. He won't. Well, he'll lob. He just lobs handy anyway from one, but he certainly won't be sort of sent forward like the 1600 in the Guineas.
I know you walk the tracks avidly. I'm not sure you probably do the valley later today, but this 37 degrees and maybe up to 40 kilometre an hour northerly winds, how much is that going to play a factor tomorrow?
Yeah, I went and had a walk yesterday at the valley. It's in good shape. Look, he's up against it, Marty. What does he do? He dumps the water on, starts off as a soft five, it dries right out. And just when they dry out, the valley becomes leaderish. So he's in the lap of the gods with the elements, and you can't really blame me for that. So I'll be banking on certainly the last half of the card being hard to make ground.
Yeah, and we need to wait and find out to see what they're going to do in regards to the meeting, whether it gets brought forward for the heat policy or not. So that'll come a little later today. Good on you, Mark. Have a good weekend, and good luck with Elliptical in Sydney.
Thank you, Michael.